Kof Elul, Monday the 19th of September, Rabbi Sholem Siegel, Mochel Loch, Mochel Loch, Mochel Loch. This week's Shurim has been sponsored by family C. Bloom, Lila Nishmas, Maras Rochel, Bas Menachem, Manas, Oleh HaSholem.
Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to tell, used to relate regarding his father-in-law, Reb Leizer Finkel, I think that's who it was. He said, as you know, there's a big Indian in getting, in being Kainan Aliyah, to be called out to the Torah on the Yom Noroim. And obviously the Rosh Yeshiva, the Hanhala, the Rav, people like that, of course you mechavi them with an Aliyah on the Yom Noroim. He said, however, Reb Leizer Finkel, he felt he'd rather not. He said, he explained like this. He says, can you imagine when they call me up, they're going to say, Moron, our Rosh Yeshiva. He says, what are they going to be thinking in Shomayim? Here I was, mingling, mixed up with the rest of the congregation, and here all of a sudden there's a voice which comes out, Moron, our Rosh Yeshiva, and here I go up onto the bima. They're going to be saying in Shomayim, who is this person? Get out his ledger. Let's see what he's done. He said, do I really want to be scrutinized in such a fashion? Of course I'm going to be judged, but to be scrutinized in such fashion, I'd rather not. The Rishalmi says that a person who begins to make nedarim, it says, Pinkotim is Bakish. In Shemayim, they ask for his ledger to be brought in. And the Rishalmi continues with another Loshen and says, there's somebody who is Ma'acha the nedarim, somebody who delays in paying up his nedarim, then Pinkotim is Tachas. They leave his ledger open. And therefore, I think it comes as no surprise, aside for the reasons already given by the Shulah and others, as to why we do our Torah Nedarim. I think the majority of people have the custom to do it on Erev Rosh Hashanah already. Besides, the Shachar HaTorah already says the words, Lo Yachol Devorah Kechara Yitzim Epev Yaseh. He says, the Sofei Tevis, the last letter of Lo Yachol Devorah Kechol spells out Elul. There's already a remez there. But aside from all what they've already said, I think the reason is very poshut. It's true we're going to be judged on Rosh Hashanah. But do we really want to be scrutinized in such a fashion? Pinkosim is Bakish, Pinkosim if Tachas, to have our ledger left open, we'd rather not. So I'd like to speak today, Bezus Hashem, a little about the union of our Torah's Nedarim. We'll branch out slightly to speak a little about the idea of Nedarim and Shavuos, etc. Obviously it's impossible to cover all the halachas. We'll try and cover the ones which are Negeah, the ones which are more practical to us in day-to-day activity. Chazal already stressed the severity of getting involved in Nedarim. Rachmon al-Islam says, Ba'avoy Nedarim, Bonim Mesim, Ishta Mesa. The Gemara warns, the Chazal already warned us of the severity. They say, somebody who makes a Nedar is Kilu Bona Bona, it's as if he's built a forbidden altar. And somebody who has the chutzpah to make the Nedar and not be martyred the Nedar, he's so confident that he'll be Mekayimis. And he goes ahead and is Mekayimis Nedar, says the Gemara, that's Kilu Hik, Kilu Bona Bona, Umakriv Alav Korban. It's as if he's built the Bona and he's been Makriv Alav Korban on it as well. He thinks he's doing a great thing, he's being Mekayimis Nedar, says the Gemara, no, it's not. And although there are certain Nedarim which are the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning there, Reish Gimel speaks about certain Nedarim which are perhaps are praiseworthy, but B'derech Klal, it's a person is well advised to keep well away from Nedarim. Let's take a classic example they speak about. A person gets an Aliyah, Misha Berach, the government makes a Misha Berach there. And they say, Bavush Yitain, or Bavush Yenadi Maton. The person's getting himself into two possible Esurim here. If he makes it into a Neda, besides the Bal Yachal Devorah, there's also a possibility of Bal Ta'achah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah speaks about somebody, the Moshel, who is Menade, if he's going to bring a Shlomim to the Beis HaMikdosh. He's got three Regadim, there's a Machlekes there, how exactly you calculate the three Regadim. Perhaps it's only two or one, but Lemaisa, there's a certain period of time within which he has to bring his Korban. And the Gemara says, Beficho Zut Tzedakah, that Tzedakah is included in Bal Ta'achah. And it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that if a person is Menade Tzedakah, When the gabbah, the stocker comes over to him and says, we need the money, and because we need the money, I've got Anim to distribute it to, if he doesn't give it straight away, he's over on Bal Ta'achah. Every day he'll be over on another Issa, Bal Ta'achah. A person is Mechir straight away. So I suppose in the shuls which are a little more organized, Mitzvah Shabbos, they come over with an envelope already, they expect it there and then. I don't know if they've got with what to do, with the money already, but it's shayla the Bal Ta'achah. Whether a person will be over Bal Ta'achah, in each case, we're not going into. But why should a person get involved in such possibilities?
You can't empty the stukah box every
That's not your problem. That's the Gabbai Tzvachish problem. That, no, that's something else. That's not our office. We're not getting into that. It wouldn't be a problem about Tafa. Okay, so, as I said, without getting into the proti, whether a person is, a person isn't over Baal Ta'akhir, but why get involved in it? The Rosh, and his Paschal and Shulchan Aruch already says, you want to give stock, also give it. Don't make a neder. So Shabbos, you have to say something specifically, neder. It's true that Razvaz says it's not such a problem, and the Arizal says if you're going to encourage people, by you making a neder, it's going to encourage people, perhaps it's even a mitzvah, but the Birkei Yisus says at the end of the day, don't get involved. Don't get yourself into such problems. The Elephant Morgan that's printed on the Matei Ephraim, he says that's why we say Gabbai should say Ba'avur Shiyitin Matana as opposed to Ba'avur Shenob Avur Shiyanadi. It's not so clear that everyone agrees that such thing would help. But if you don't say B'li Neda, then whether Ba'avur Shiyitin at the end of the day, you're still promising you're going to give it. But that's, Al Kaponim is very clear, don't get involved. Say B'li Neda. And this is why it says get accustomed to say B'li Neda on all these sort of things.
Doesn't it
take
safety native
when they some do, some don't. So, but just... You can say B'li Neder, you can still say B'li Neder. Oh, that's a good question. Some speak about that, but it's not so posh that helps you either. So just to clarify one point. People think that if you say B'li Neder, that's it. You know, you've excused yourself. For example, you ask somebody, when are you coming over? He says 10 minutes. 2 hours later, he turns up. You said you were coming in 10 minutes. I said, B'li Neder. I'm potter. If I say B'li Neder, you know, a person says B'li Neder, you know, that he's going to give him matzana to the shul. He's then potter. The pasuk says in Sfania, Sheiris Yisrael, the Yasu Avlov, the Yidabru Kozov. We're in Am Emes. We're a people who tell the truth. As the Elephant Morgan says, it's Geneva Stas. If you say you're going to give him matzana, give it. It's Geneva Stas. It's Sheker nonetheless. So B'li Neder just takes you out of the severity of Nedarim and Shavuos. But it doesn't mean you're potter from keeping your word. Let's continue on now to discuss what is a Neder. A Neder, we're going to just, in very bekitzer, a Neder is where a person makes a certain object also to himself. He says, this cake is also to me. That's a Neder. What is a Shavuah? A Shavuah means I say, I won't eat the cake. Or I will eat the cake. That's, as I said, we're just keeping it very bekitzer. Obviously, there are certain afkamenus, but the Be'er Klal, that's the difference between the two. In our Torah Nedarim, you'll notice one of the things we see there is V'chol ha'naaseh b'sekiyas kof, anything which has been agreed upon through a handshake. Again, there's various other shapes, we can't go through every single one. But V'chol ha'naaseh b'sekiyas kof, people throw around when this idea of a handshake, they throw it around very lightly. Listen to what the Mordechai says. The Mordechai says, how does a handshake work? It says, when a person agrees upon a deal, he makes a deal with a handshake, he says he's swearing by his emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what he's doing. And he says, therefore, somebody who makes a handshake, says the Mordechai, and he doesn't keep his word, he is a kofa be'ikar. That's what he says. The Chasam Sofer writes that it's more severe than a shavuah. It's a kiyas kof, a handshake, is seen as more severe than a shavuah. So, again, a handshake, again, don't throw it around lightly. Let's speak about one other thing, and that's Anhoga Tova. This is obviously very, very nagea. What is Anhoga Tova? First and foremost, Anhoga Tova means something which I know is mutter. It means I know I don't have to do it. Let's take an example. A person decides he's going to start going to mikvah on Erev Shabbos. Very praiseworthy, very nice. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you have to do such a thing. So I know I don't have to, and I start doing it. At which point does that become a neder? Well, it may not be mamash a neder d'oraisa, but where does it come from? At least to that sort of darga. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you do it once, with the das, you're going to continue doing it weekly, on a continual basis, it becomes a neder. If you do it three times, without positive das, you're going to do it continually. But you never said b'li neder, that also makes into a neder. So it's either once, with positive das, you're going to continue doing it, or it could be three times without the das, but without saying b'li neder. Says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, when you start any Anhoga Tova, Just say, I don't want this to become a neder. I will do this b'li neder, I will do it whenever I can. I will try to do it every day, or every week in that case, but I don't want it to become a neder. The Dogma Meir of Ovo, he writes that, for example, let's say a person, using our example, he can't go to mikvah 1 week. For whatever reason, he's not well, he can't go to mikvah. Does he have to be matzah neder? The Dogma Meir of Ovo, based on his understanding in the Mechaber, he writes that a person wouldn't have to be matzah neder for such a thing. He only has to do Atarat Nedarim if he wants to stop completely. But just for a once-off, not to have to do it, he says that wouldn't require Atarat Nedarim. Whether everyone agrees, that's another thing. That's what he holds. Let me just give a couple of examples of things which people assume are in Hogat Tovah, just to give you, perhaps to clarify, what is our Hogat Tovah? I once heard this from the Sultan Talmud Chacham, who, for various reasons, once you'll see later on why he wanted to remain a name, sort of anonymous. He said like this, somebody comes up to him and says like this, my father doesn't wash my macharin. Right? Some people are. The minhag, they don't wash my macharin. He says, I've started doing it. And now I've decided for whatever reason, I don't want to do it anymore. I want to be matan eder. He says to him, you don't have to be matan eder. He says, that's a halacha. It says in Shulchan Aruch, three words. It's a seif of three words. Mayim acharinim chayva. It's an obligation. It doesn't say it. There's no remor. There's nothing there which says, v'yesh na'akim not to. But we know there are those who are made not to. Fine, if you've got a minhag not to, fine. But if you've taken it upon yourself to start washing my macharinim, it's not an hoga teva, it's a halacha. You've decided it's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore you're taking it outside halacha. He says, that's not ataras nedarim. I'll give you a more interesting example they bring. A person, a bacha, new in yeshiva, obviously new in yeshiva, he makes sure he comes to seder on time every day. Seder starts at 3:15, he's there every day. He comes along to the dayan and he says to him, you know, it's getting a little difficult, I need a little more sleep. I can't make it on time every day. I want to be matan eder. It's hanoga teva. He says, no, it's not hanoga teva. He says, sidrei yeshiva achot for the yava. You've got a problem, go speak to the mashgiach. But it's not hanoga teva. It's a chil. So you've got a problem, it's not ataras nedarim. Hanoga teva means something which al pi din is mutter. I don't have to do it. But I've taken it upon myself. That's hanoga teva. Let's just mention one or two other examples of things which are shadows of needing, or perhaps could be done through Ataras Nedarim. A Maisa Shaya. A woman was making challah on Erev Shabbos, let's say. The other day she was making challah. And she separated challah, left it on the counter, turned around to do something, came back and said, where's the challah gone? She made cheshbon out, she realized, oh, the kids have been playing with the dough. So where's the challah? Back in the dough. So what do we do? Throw out the dough? So the husband went along to the Rav. The Rav took out the Shulchan Aruch. Looked up Simon Shemchav Gimel, says that it could be Matan Eder. There are more paskins, it could be Matan Eder. The Taz disagrees, but the Aruch HaShulchan already says the Taz is not Lalok, you could be Matan Eder. It's like any Hektosh. You can be Matan Eder, the Chala becomes Ois Chala, and take Chala once again. Start again. That's what the Ramal says. Another example, again, a Maisa Shoy. It's not a Neder, but it's got Hektosh can also. You can be Matan, when I say Matan Eder, but Matan Hektosh. Yeah. And you can then uproot that as well. Kabbalah, another example. It was Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Somebody came to Shul, Davin Mincha, and then said, well, you know, I want to be Mekabel Shabbos. It's Mekabel Shabbos Be'er Moreh. It's an Indian to be Mekabel Shabbos early. And then came Chazaras HaShatz, and you can guess what happened. Comes Ritzeh, the Shliach Tzibah says Yad HaVi'Ovah. He says, oi, I forgot Yad HaVi'Ovah. Got a Davin Mincha again. He's about to start Davin Mincha. Oi, I'll be Mekabel Shabbos. Can't Davin Mincha. Goes along to the Rav. The Rav says, no problem, we'll convene a base and we'll be Matan Eder. Now that one's not so poshut. The Levush understands that if a yachid, if an individual, not a tzibur, an individual takes on Shabbos early, that's got the din of a neder. The same sort of thing as a neder. And he says, therefore, it's Shayach HaTaras Nedarim. The Ali Rabba says, I bet it's not. He's definitely doubtful about that. And it ends up a very, very widespread machlokes and acharonim, and all the way down to when I say Heinzker Peskin, the last generation Peskin, they speak about it and they're not too quick to be Matan Eder on Kabbalah Shabbos. It's very unclear, it's very doubtful whether that comes under has a din of a neder, because it could be, it's a mitzvah, I say it's a Sefer Shabbos. And once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it could be you've been Mekabel Shabbos and that's it. Let's continue on now. Now we've spoken about what the neder, the shvuah, the hamad, I'll tell you about all these sort of things. Let's speak about Hataras Nedarim itself. If I want to be Matan Eder, so how many people do I need to be Matan my Eder? So based on the Gemara in Bechayres, Me'ikar Adin, Medina de Gemara, it's enough to have one Mumcha. A Yochid Mumcha. What's a Yochid Mumcha? A Yochid Mumcha, says the Gemara in Bechayres, is Kikon Rav Nachman. For example, Rav Nachman, the Gomer Besovi. But he knows all the intricacies, he knows all the halachas of Nedarim. So says the Mechaber, nowadays it doesn't apply. I think it's quite understandable, we don't have anyone nowadays on the level of Rav Nachman, one of the Kaveri Amoraim, so therefore Yochid Mumcha is out of question. So what do we do? So we do the other thing the Gemara says, and we go in front of Gimel Hedyotis. You can have three Hedyotis. We'll soon clarify what is a Hedyot. But three Hedyotis. Now, does this have a din of a, like a proper basin? Like, din imam and a sticker basin? So again, they say clearly not. The Shulchan Aruch says, most of these halachs we're going to speak about now are in Simon Reish Chaf Ches. That's where it speaks about the Asher HaToras Nedarim. And it's not the same as din imamunus. For example, din imamunus, you can't start at night. This you can do at night. HaToras Nedarim, you can do at night. Din imamunus, the basin has to be sitting down. For this, at least in certain situations, without going to the ins and outs, the basin theoretically could be standing up. We still sit down when we do our Taras and Dorim, but they could be standing up, except for certain situations. And lastly, but not leastly, what's Nagea to us is you can have Karevim, you can have relatives on the basin, you can have two brothers sitting on the basin, you can have a relative of the person who wants to be Matur, have his Nedorim removed. But, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, that's only Pesulim which are sort of Zaitika Pesulim. But a pasul in the actual person, that you can't have. He says you can't have a woman sitting on the basin. You can't have a cotton sitting on the basin. And now we come to a very interesting halacha. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's in Shuvas as well. He says, what about if you've got a bar mitzvah bocher? He's 30. Can you assume he's definitely a gadol? Has he been maybe shteis haaretz? Has he got two hairs? Has he reached the age of puberty? We don't know. So in most things we can say you've got chazaka, 13-year-old chazaka. But in dini d'oraisa we don't rely on chazaka. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, therefore you can't rely on such a thing. You have to have somebody who's got a beard, or is at the age, I'm not talking about somebody who shaves, somebody who's at the age they've got a beard. So you can be absolutely sure. That's what he paskens. And so too paskens of Shlomo Kluger. And based on that, says the Shevet HaLevi, don't jump at me yet, but the Shevet HaLevi says, based on that, he says, when it comes to our Torahs Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, he says you should have people, the basis should consist of people who have a beard, or at that age who have a beard. You shouldn't rely on teenagers who haven't reached that stage yet. However, there is a, we can be miyashev, those who do rely on, and that's from Ramosha Sternbuch. Ramosha Sternbuch says, number one, isn't it Ikuva? Let's say in a Dinda Eraisa, I relied on the Asmakto, but I've been martinated in front of Bar Mitzvah Bochrim. Does it work? So he says, Rabbi Kiva Eger says no, but the Note of Yehuda says yes, and that's the way we take on, like the Note of Yehuda. So he says, number one, but yeah, but it's not the equivalent. Number two, he says, the whole thing about Taurus and Dorim and Erev Rosh Hashanah is mainly for Derabonans. It's for Amhogis Tovis, that's what we really rely on it. So ready for Derabonans, it's ready more Mekel. He says, therefore, don't get too excited about it. If you can find people who are that bit older, very good, but if not, it's not the end of the world. Now let's define what are these three adiotas. And we pass in that all these three adiotas have to fit in with this. We don't need anyone who needs to know more than this. That's what the Shach says. So what is a hadiot? So says the Mechaber, two things. Number one, he gemiri usvire. They are intellectual enough, they are clever enough, if you explain to them certain halachos on the Dorim, says the Shach, they don't have to be able to understand everything, just the minimal, just the basics. If you explain it to them, they'll understand it. I think Baruch Hashem, most people qualify for that. But says the Mechaber, there's another thing, and that's the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that Yodin Liftach Lo Pesach, they have to know how to make a Pesach, which we'll speak about soon, Be'ezus Hashem. They have to know how to make a Pesach. Says the Shach, and that applies even in a case where you're not actually going to use a Pesach. He says, since you may have to, you'd have to know how to do it if it came to needing a Pesach, so you have to know even a Chatzilah, how to make a Pesach. And this presents us with a big problem. When I was in yeshiva, I was asked for a friend who wanted to be matir a certain neighbor. We went along to this, as I said, this anonymous guy, and now you'll understand why he wanted to remain unnamed here. We went along to him, and we just learned the Sechus Nedarim recently, and he quoted this halacha, and he just checked us, do you know the difference between a Pesach and Charotah, which we'll speak about soon? Do you know the difference between the two? And we checked, Baruch Hashem we did. And he said, I'll tell you something. He said, no, don't ever quote my name on this. But he says, I'll tell you something, I don't hold that HaToras Nedarim we do on Erev Rosh Hashanah has any weight. He says, he goes on even to a kola, and he says, you've got greater Talmidei Chachamim there. Shabbos, Erevin, Kochin, they know it all. They never know Maseches Nedarim. So how are they going to know the difference between a Pesach and Charotah? So you say you're going to explain it to them? He says, in his opinion, if you haven't learned Maseches Nedarim, you don't have a chance of understanding the difference between a Pesach and Charotah. Now you can understand why he didn't want to be named. But when I went to Rav Svi Gushalevsky, so we asked him, I mean, you know, what does one do? He said, no problem. Go and explain to them the difference between a Pesach and Charotah. It's not so difficult. And that's what we did. It's not so difficult. And since then, I didn't want to seem like a prummy, so I just said, this is what Rav Svi told me, so that's what I've done since then. But it's a little awkward. And number two, you telling me the Minhag HaOlam is just some ritual, it has no effect whatsoever, it's very difficult. So I looked around, and I found in a sefer called Nezah HaKodesh, from somebody called Rav Moshe Rozin, he was originally the Rav in Kedem, and then when Chazon Ish was there, he then went over, after the First World War, he became a Rav in Brooklyn. And just as an aside, he tells when he went to the Chofetz Chaim, after he printed his first sefer, he went to the Chofetz Chaim. And there's a few things that the Chofetz Chaim told him. I think just one thing you'd all appreciate. He said the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he obviously realized he was a Rav of a shul, he said, don't give them too much Teuchacha. He said, they've got enough Torahs without your Teuchacha. Give them some encouragement as well. So at the point of he was asked this question. He was asked, what do you do? How can we be Miyashi the Minhag HaOlam? He says, it's not a problem. He said, take a look at the Ran. The Ran in the Dorim says, on this Gemara, which says that a Hegit has to be Gomer Leus Vesovin. That if you explain to him the Halachos in the Dorim, he'll understand what you're talking about. Says the Ran. The Hainu Domino Birishalmi, that's what we say in Birishalmi, that he has to not how to make a Pesach. Says the Nezah HaKodesh, you see quite clearly, it doesn't mean you have to know how to make a Pesach. It means they have to be intellectual enough. They have to be clever enough that if you were to explain to them how to make a Pesach and Charotah, the difference between a Pesach and Charotah, they'll understand what you're talking about. So therefore there's no problem. As you'll see, I'll prove it to you in a second. I'll explain to you, if you don't yet know, I'll explain to you the difference between a Pesach and Charotah. And you'll see it's not so difficult. And therefore, for all those people out there who haven't heard this, and they don't even know the difference between Pesach and Charotah, says the Nezah HaKodesh, but since they're intellectual enough, they're clever enough to understand the difference between the two, they qualify. That's all you need. Obviously, lechatzchila, if you want to be yotzi all shitters, then yes, it's good to have somebody who you have three people who do know the difference. Bepoel, very good, because that's what the Beis Yosef seems to pass him. Okay, but definitely for the Minhag HaOlam, and I looked around, there's other Rishonim who say about this as well. The Rambam and the Rif don't even bring the Yerushalmi. And especially about Taras and Dorim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is already more makel, as we've seen already, and for other reasons, it's definitely the Minhag HaOlam, we don't have to worry too much about it. So let's discuss now, so what is the difference between Pesach and Charotah? So the halacha is, as you may well know, in order to uproot a neder, you have to uproot it from the very start, from the very time I meet the neder. So how do I do that? So let's take an example. Imagine I'll just give you an example with this, you'll see the difference. I'm on a diet, so I decide there's a cake sitting in front of me, it's very tempting, so I make a neder. This cake is now offered to me. Right? So it goes day one, day two. By 20 days, I can't stand it anymore. I go along to the diner and say, I want to be matzah neder. So he'll say to me like this, do you have charotah? I say, yeah, sure, I regret it. He says, no. Do you regret it from day one? In other words, has it been such that it's been so painful that every day you think, oh, I wish I hadn't made this neder. And today you come to me and said, you know what, I had enough. I've regretted it the whole way along, right from the start, in which case it's a neder batos, and it's uprooted. That's called charotah. It has to be charotah from day one. Not that today I regret it. Now what happens if I say, look, I don't regret it till today. Today I was quite happy with it. Baruch Hashem, I've lost lots of weight. It's well worth it. But today I regret it. The Dayan will say, I'm sorry, that's not charotah. Now we have to go on to a Pesach. What's a Pesach? A Pesach means like this. There's all sorts of stuff. Just to take one example, I can say to him like this. Have you known at the beginning, on day one, when you made the neder, if you would have known that you were going to come to such a situation that you were going to regret it, that it was going to be too hard for you, or whatever else it may have been, would you have made the neder to stop? And I say, definitely not. It's true, until today I was quite happy with it. But had I known that on day 20 I would have gone into such a situation, I wouldn't have made the neder. Says the Dayan, Mutalach, you're out of here, Hataras and Dayan is good. That's the difference between Pesach and Charotah. Simply put, Charotah means that I regret it from day one. A Pesach means I don't regret it from day one. But had I known about something which would have happened on day 20, I never would have made it from the start. That's a Pesach. It's not so difficult. So what is just one point is, and I don't know whether a person would have to know this for our purposes here, but a Pesach can't be what's called Noilad. If, for example, the Dayan says to him, if you would have known that the Twin Towers would have collapsed on, 10 years ago, you would have known such thing. Would you have made the neder? He says, no. We say, well, that's not a Pesach. Because that's nothing which you could have ever, in your wildest dreams, you could have predicted at the time you made the neder. It has to be something that, perhaps you were too naive, you thought you could stand up to your titles. So you were naive, but it's something which we could have predicted. There's got to be, most things do come under that. Most things, if you would have really had the forethought, you would have realized that you couldn't stand up to it. So that's the difference between a Pesach and Charata. Lemaisa, in almost all cases, we pass that you need both Pesach and Charata. And the Ramah says, all we do in most cases is, we make a Pesach out of the Charata. In other words, even if you do have Charata to make Charata, I say, I regret ever having made this. The Dayan will just say to you, if you would have known you were going to regret it, would you have made it? I say, no. He says, right, you've got Pesach and Charata, that's your Ataras Nedarim done. Simple. Now, does Shlichus work? For example, a person, we all do Ataras Nedarim. What about the wives? What about the women? So, okay, there's various reasons why they don't do it. Kol Kubad Vas Melech Penimo. The says in Moshe Shtambach and others, it's a good thing to do it for them. You be a shliach. Be a shliach for your wife. Ask her beforehand to appoint you as a shliach. You go along. There's no such thing as shlichus. It's passing, there's no such thing as shlichus in the Dorah. The person has to come himself. Yeah, but a wife's different, says the Gemara. The wife's different. Why? Because ishtek gufa. Ishtek gufa. So a husband could do it for the wife. Right, there are certain halachas that, generally speaking, it has to be that the basin has already convened. You can't go around looking for a basin for the wife. That's not a problem here. And especially if the wife, she actually says, I don't mind if you go around looking for a basin, then it would be fine as well. That's what the Levush says. But the point, you can definitely do it for the wife, and says to Moshe Shtambuch, therefore, once you've said the whole thing about Taras Nedarim, you could just say to the basin, before you start your part of Mitzorim Lachem, what I've said is also for my wife, or tell them at the beginning, and then they can say, I'll call Mitzorim Lachem, etc., etc. What about, there's a lot of people do this, they say it all together. You have 10 people all saying it together. Right, doing our Taras Nedarim together. And then, the Dayonim, the basin, will be massive for everyone. Now, according to the strict letter of the law, there's definitely no problem. It's a Ramban, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, no problem. You can be matinated for many people in one go. However, the Matzei Ephraim, he doesn't say why, but he said he doesn't like it. At least the Chatzchila, unless you're really pushed for time, don't do that. Some places, somebody told me yesterday, and then saw it in a sefer as well, that in Rabbi Yashiv's shul, that's what they do. They do it in the Chatzchila. The whole shul does it together. Rabbi Yashiv sits with two other Talmidei Chachamim. Perhaps it's because now you've got three proper Dayanim Mumchim there. But the whole shul do it together, they're matzah for everyone, and then the three Dayanim, Rabbi Yashiv and the two elders, they do it all together in front of three other people, and that's it. All over and done with. So again, it seems like that's chiddush, better not, but there's definitely what to rely on for those who do it together.
What's the meaning of Grenada?
Sorry?
Grenada, what do you mean Grenada? You say Grenada.
Grenada just means I'm not being bound by Grenada. Okay, that's what we said earlier. You don't have an obligation out to neighbor. For example, Balta Acha wouldn't affect you. You'd be a liar if you don't say it.
Based on what?
Based on, as we said, you're an army, you're still a double cause. You don't say that. Or Grenada's, yeah, but that's, but Grenada just means it's not a neighbor. If you want to be in a situation where you have to keep your word, to say, I may not keep it. I'm saying this maybe. But don't, you know, that Grenada just means I'm not under Bali Acha. That's what it means. So, in the Loshen that we say about Taras Nedarim, that we say, where did that originate from? It comes from the Shlach HaKadosh. The Shlach in Yumor, he makes this version we've got there. Obviously, it goes without saying that if a person thinks it's some sort of supplication, it's like Ashrei or Tehillim, it doesn't have any effect whatsoever. Even if a person doesn't understand every word, it's a good idea to understand what you're talking about, but at least understand what you're doing, that goes without saying. We don't have time to discuss it, but there's certain the Kdukim on the Rishonis, for example, Dayanim Mumchim, some quite the stifle didn't like that, you don't have Dayanim Mumchim there. Right, the Rav Shlomo Kluge says it's just the Loshon of Chashivas, it's alright, don't worry about it. There's various other ones, they speak about various Kdukim, but which they answer up. We then come to the Dayanim, after you finish your Hataras Nedarim, they say Akal Mutalach, etc., etc. We say it three times, but Meikadin, it's enough once. You just say Mutalach once, that will be or Machalach, if any Loshon. The Shulchan Aruch says works even once. Then you make your Kabbalah Lahabor. You say that any Nedarim I make in the next year should not take effect. It's a Gemara in Nedarim which says, it's already, it says, anyone who doesn't want his Nedarim to take effect, so he should stand up on Rosh Hashanah and say this idea for the whole year. How effectful is it? Does it really help us? The Shulchan Aruch says don't rely on it except for the Terech Gadol. The Terech Gadol is what to rely upon. That's why we do Kol Nidre as well. It only works as well, although there's machlokes, we don't have time to go into this, but the final halacha is it only helps you if at the time when you're making your neder, or your anhodah tova, you don't remember your tanai. Because if you remember your tanai, and you still nonetheless go ahead and make your neder, then obviously you're overriding your tanai. There is a dissenting opinion, but that's the one which is taken on. So the Maisa, it's not worth relying on that Lechatz Chilo. Rav Shlomo Zalman already says, Tanov is Tovis, you can rely upon it, but not for proper Nadarim. Finally, and with this we'll finish, as we all know, for this reason, and we say Kol Nidre. So the first thing, this is how we start out Yom Kippur, is with Kol Nidre. There's discussion whether Kol Nidre goes on the past year, we're being Matin Nadarim again, or whether it's a Kabbalah Lahabor. The Yaivots, in fact the Radvaz already, they used to say it as both. They used to say Miyom Kippurim She'ovar Ad Yom Kippurim Zeh, Miyom Kippurim Zeh Ad Yom Kippurim Abo, with the brackets there, they say it on both. There's an obvious question. If it's going on the past year, where's my Beis Din? Where's my Yochin Mumcha? Who's being Matin my neighbor? So let's finish off with, this is not the Posh Peshat, but just Alpi Drush, we could suggest like this. Alpi Drush. The Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yishorim that Teshuvah is like Hazaras Nedarim. Hatzaras Nedarim is the idea that I say to the Dayanim, it was a mistake to start with, be oikar it from Matthias, and that's what they do. They take it out of effect right from the start. So too says the Ramchal, it's a chesed of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we say to Hashem, we do Teshuvah, we say, I regret it, I wish I never had done it, I will never do it again, Be'ezus Hashem. Then, with that, Hashem says, fine. He's oikar it from Matthias, it never ever happened. So perhaps that's why we start out, Yom Kippur with Kol Nidre. We're saying to Hashem, you're the Yochid Mumcheh, we don't need a Beis Din, you're a Yochid Mumcheh, you're the only one who could be oikar our sins from Matthias, and we ask of you, Hashem, we regret it, we wish we never had done it, it was a mistake, we have charato from the start, we will never do it in the next year, Be'ezus Hashem, and Hashem says, with that, we'll be oikar from Matthias, it never ever happened. Be'ezus Hashem, Mishlu B'Zeicheh to a good Kabbalah to Yor, Shana Teva Mitzuka, and a year, Yom Kippur, with a full Tzvicha of a Kapora.